minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Yes.
It's a thankful Thursday here with Marcus D and
yes.
AV, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We told you our little brother will be coming in the studio. And guess what? He's here.
All
yes.
right.
Sean Mitchell.
Yes. Sean Mitchell.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Rev Sean.
See, no, you so into you.
River.
Sup, Vashon?
What's going on?
You all right, man?
Absolutely all right.
Now, what's that shirt you got on this morning? What is that? What
hey, this is a little Zara shirt.
Gucci?
Hey, no. This is Zara.
Oh, you.
It's knockoff Gucci. From Zara just make people stuff and put it out.
There you go.
Oh, can I say that?
There you go. There you go. Testify, tell the truth in this church.
Hey, tell the truth, shame the devil, what grandmama say.
Yes.
Oh, God, you're crazy.
Unstoppable.
Oh, yes.
I like this,
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Yeah.
CD is jamming, too, man.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, church world, I can't.
Jamming in the Jesus kind of way.
All right. Yeah, great praise and worship music, too.
Yeah, appreciate
that. How do you feel about this CD, you know, and what God is, because I love the title that you have for the project. And just talk a little bit about that and what God was speaking through you at that time.
You know what? God is evolving our ministry and my ministry to the new place of where we are now. So the music pretty much is about talking about praising our God and building our God up versus our problems. So God, my God, and watching over, and you carried me. All the songs just kind of express a worship to God that he continues to do what he does no matter what we go through. So, and Unstoppable is like really crazy because I was reading, and we've always been praying on earth as it is in heaven. We say it all the time.
Yeah.
So I realized that heaven has a glimpse of our future that we haven't manifested on earth yet. So as we continue to walk out who we are, as long as we partner with heaven, we're unstoppable.
Yeah.
So
that's what
it's about, and the music goes with it, and it's life music.
That watching too, I was listening to that, man. I've been rewinding that over and over.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my favorite song.
Yeah,
that's my testimony.
Which one is that?
Watching over.
Got a little Jonathan McReynolds on there too. Right?
A little bit. Yeah. A little Jonathan. You know, we're from Chicago.
Yeah. Doing this thing. Chi-Town.
In the house.
I gotta listen to this CD.
You wanna listen to it?
Yeah, I think I ought to listen to it. I have it at home.
Now, it don't minister in the secular church.
I have it at home. Say it again.
It don't minister in the secular church. I don't know.
Oh, no. You'd be surprised what ministers in the secular church.
Oh, you know what?
Right?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But now, tell me this, Vashon, from No Greater to Another Round. I mean, I'm giving you the singles that.
Yeah.
Now to Unstoppable.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. These three projects that have blessed everybody.
The world.
Yeah, man.
And so I just trying to get, like, how does that feel to know that now you're building your, what's the word, Yolanda? You know what I'm trying to say.
Discography.
How does that feel?
You know,
because some people just get you one and, hey, where are they? But, you're staying. You're being here.
You know, it feels good to be trusted. And I think it's about when God trusts you with a sound that's bigger than you, he takes it to the world. You know, we can talk about the industry being where it is and or whatever's going on. But when God trusts you, he takes your sound to the world. It'll bless nations. And, you know, to go around and people say, I'm blessed by this, or this song turned around, kind of changed my life and things of that sort.
Yeah.
It's the biggest accomplishment beyond sales, beyond radio play. It's really about those testimonies that you get from the music that you continue to put out. So I try my best to not duplicate something, but to continue to recreate and go into the next place of what God is saying, and you know, and bless maybe another generation or more people around the world.
Yeah,
because God is progressive.
He's
you know, although he doesn't change, he moves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when you move with God, like the children of Israel had to move with the cloud.
Yeah.
When you move with the presence of God on your life, you can't help but go where he tells you to go or do well or again rise.
Absolutely.
Because that's how he works.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was talking to B.B. Winans some years ago, and who's one of my mentors, and he blessed me because people was like, how you gonna come out nobody greater, Doc? I mean that was like my jam.
Yeah.
And B.B. Winans said, you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, continue to just do the music God gave you and continue to do the next sound that God gave you and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
And it calmed me because, you know, you're about to lose your mind. Be like, hey, I got to, are you shaking it?
Right, right.
No.
He
said, calm down.
That ain't never done what you did.
Right. Like, come on.
You did it. Well, let's get into it. God, my God. Latest single. Vashon Mitchell, brand new CD. It's available in stores, Unstoppable. You're hearing it right now at 25 minutes past the hour on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
You are God.
New music.
God, my God. It's hard to exemplify your worth.
just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security. And whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength.
That's God, My God by Vashawn Mitchell here on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. And this is what I say to people. If you go to iTunes right now, and Vashawn doesn't even know what I'm about to say because he's looking at me like, oh, my God, what is she about to say? If you go to iTunes right now and get God, My God, this can be your morning worship.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes.
The problem that people have is, you said it before, they rehearse the problem, but they don't exalt the bigness of their God.
Yes.
And every word on God, My God, exalt the hugeness of our God.
And that's what it's all about.
And so if you start every morning knowing how huge God is, mm-hmm. then you expect mm-hmm. God to do something huge mm-hmm. every morning concerning your life.
Yeah. Yes.
Simple. Yeah. Very easy. You don't have to keep talking about, oh, the devil is after me. Well, he's after everybody. Guess what? Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
So what are you going to do about that, Christian? I'm talking to Christians now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. as Christians, our testimony, no matter what fire we're dealing with, is God is more than able.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just that he's able.
Yep.
He's more than able. And guess what the secret is? It's already done.
Yep. Already.
Yeah.
It's already done to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means it's already done for me.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Like you, come on, people.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, Vashon, you were saying how people got to progress. God is progressive. We got to walk in the progression also.
Yeah, I used to go and complain to my great-grandmother when she was living in Cabrini Greens. I was like, Grandma, they doing this to me. They doing that. Mm-hmm. She said, God, my God. She ain't even respond to me. She ain't say nothing. So years later, I realized what she was doing, she was saying, you know what, no matter what they're doing, no matter what's happening, is that God's got it all in control. So that is what I'm trying to spread the message around the world. I was going through a little problem, you know, getting ready to write this record. You know, they wanted to do another back surgery and all that. And I said, you know what, this time I'm not going to write. It's easy to write, ooh, I've been hurt, broke down.
Right.
Ooh, but God picked me up. You know, it's easy to do that. But I decided to purposely write songs that would just magnify our God.
Yeah.
Because if we praise God, he'll fight our battles for us.
Sir. Yes, he will.
Rashawn Mitchell, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Our phone lines are open to you. 1-888-965-0440. If you'd like to speak with Rashawn, you can. Coming back, 6 minutes. We're going to play.
That's that choir music.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that choir.
All right.
Give it up for the choir.
The choir, yeah, where they at? Bring back the robes. Stole the robes.
They did not steal the robes. Oh, I love that. You know I love that. I love songs that empower you.
Yes.
Because that's our job as ministers of the gospel, especially gospel music. We are not supposed to tell you how bad it is.
Oh, yeah. No. That's good.
You know, we're not supposed to tell you how bad it is. If you look at everything Paul wrote, everything Peter wrote, you know, if you look at the gospels, if you look at Jesus, Jesus knew, hey, it's a mess over here.
Yeah.
But although it's a mess, you can't live heaven on earth. If you follow me, because the kingdom is here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we as musicians, as artists, as folks who love the word of God and we choose to do gospel music, we have to. I mean, it is apparent that we have to give that same message because we are the only God someone will hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you've been in places where you've had rappers from all over listening to No Greater Love and crying.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in places where I've had to sing, you know, to do things, and you just change the lives of people when you walk in with the light.
I was reading yesterday, and it's funny you said that. David said in Psalms 18, and the Message Bible kind of killed me.
Yeah.
He said, I love you, God. You make me strong. God is my rock under my feet, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight, my God where I run for dear life, hiding behind boulders, safe in the granite hideout. I sing to God the praises and find myself safe and saved.
Yeah.
See?
And that's what it's all about.
See,
we have to sing to God,
you know,
and we find safety and salvation
come on
just
now.
By singing the praises of God.
Come on.
Talk about kingdom living and what that means to you.
You know, kingdom living is kind of living the life that God called us to live, you know, and that doesn't mean perfect living.
Yeah.
It means we live according to the principles and precepts that God has set before us in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And when we fall up under grace.
Yeah.
You know, so I try my best personally to just live that kingdom life, you know, of integrity, a life of prayer, a life of meditation, and a life of praise and worship, you know, and not singing.
Right.
Yeah, a life of praise and worship, you know. Mm-hmm. Praise didn't start off as singing. It's just kind of giving God his time, meditation time, and coming apart before I come apart, you know.
Sometimes
we can be so crazy running around, and we don't spend that time that keeps us safe. You know, there's rest in worship. There's rest in praising God.
Yeah.
So that's what kingdom living is for me. But I believe it's a principle for all.
Yeah.
Because if we live like that, stuff that used to stress us out, it wouldn't stress us out no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have safety. We have covering.
Yeah, you talked about it being safe and having salvation and the lifestyle, because that's the key word.
It's
living this lifestyle out, and then you have enjoyment in it. Talk about that perspective. Not only is it about following God, hearing God's voice, you know, integrity and living holy, but God wants you to enjoy life, and you're enjoying it.
The Bible says, "I come that you might have life and life more abundantly." You know, so it's a lot of people that's a little too deep. They don't understand what abundant life is.
Yeah.
Not always in church. Not always, you know, you know, you ain't gonna do that all the time. You know, it's funny. Benny Hinn's book on the Holy Ghost. He said, "When I'm in the store." The grocery store, I'm not about to knock you out.
Right.
And it was funny.
Exactly.
But he's going to get groceries.
Yeah.
So, you know, going to movies, enjoying life, you know.
I thought he would use that then.
Knock down the prices.
Not to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Not
how much? Stealing.
Oh, no, that's too high. precious cashier of God. Precious cashier of Walmart.
Press no button.
Jesus say, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God.
That's knock down them prices.
That's too high.
That's too high.
Blow it
down.
So what do you do for fun, man? What's outside of just
you know
singing?
I love to do what I used to do. You know, like, you know, go out with my friends, you know, bowling, of course. You know, the things that we get so busy being busy, you know, bowling, skating. I still play cards, and y'all, I'm still saved, but I play beer whips and spades.
Play
you know,
just
that's
don't
how
put
we
no
came
money
up.
On.
I don't put no money on. Can't
right.
put no money
on. You don't put on that money. You
gambling.
Break off these CDs.
Exactly.
I ain't gambling.
Y'all ain't paying for songs and beats now.
Let's play for beats.
Play a little beat. Hey, give me a little beat.
I play you for these two lyrics.
I play for these two lyrics, these two songs.
You know what?
But it's important that just to do the things that keep your mind, you know,
exactly.
your mind just safe, you know.
Yeah, man. Unstoppable is in stores and online. It's available for Sean.
Oh, yes.
Our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. So what's coming up next for you?
There's a lot of next. You know, I'm still touring for this Unstoppable project, and I'm happy about January because Unstoppable is more than just a CD. It's a movement.
Yeah.
So it starts the mentoring movement for National Mentoring Month. I'm still the national spokesperson for Big Brother, Big Sister.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of rolling out a whole year of just mentoring campaigns and things of that sort.
Talk about that. When you look and we see what's going on in the world today, we know all the cases. Eric Garner, we see Michael Brown, and we saw the Tamir, the young boy in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Talk about the importance of mentoring and mentoring not only African-American young men, but just young men as a whole.
You know, it's important to mentor so that, you know, we can help build the next generation.
Exactly.
You know, because it's not all about looting and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to do? You know, telling people, oh, we're not going to shop on Black Friday. What's that going to do?
Yeah.
But if we impart in the next generation the importance of voting, the importance of getting the right people in the office, the importance of understanding that this may happen, but it's not who we are. It don't define us. You know, we can sit and go back and forth all week long about this shouldn't happen. Yeah. This shouldn't happen. It happened.
Yeah.
So now we take it to the next level, you know, federal court or whatever happens.
Yeah.
But we cannot always come up with these man-made, you know, we're not going to shop on Black Friday. That's going to just help everybody. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
What's going to help is that if we vote, what's going to help is that we understand who we are as men, who we are as a generation and as a people to kind of continue to build our generation.
I was looking online at our Twitter club, 52140.
Mm-hmm.
You text the keyword say. Question was asked, how do and what do I say to my young son? And how do I raise a successful young son in this day and time with what's going on?
You tell him we made it. We made it before, and we'll make it again.
And then you live by example.
And you live by example, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was slavery.
Example, living by example to me is the best way to show your child how to live successfully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because no matter what happens around them, their teacher really is you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
At the end of the day.
I told Marcus and AV know about 2 years ago, Taylor wrote this poem talking about the things you teach me.
Mm. Wow.
And I mean, it floored me because she did this in front of a whole school.
Mm-hmm.
She said, people tell me to love, but I see you loving.
Mm-hmm.
People tell me to give, but I see you giving all you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these are the things you're teaching me. So if my child can get this, any child that it's done in front of can get it.
Yeah, and that's the importance of mentoring, because a lot of young kids, I say guys, but girls, we run into don't have like regular families, and most of their mothers are working like crazy. Yeah. So they're with other people all day long. My grandparents raised me, so it was those mentors, you know, that kind of poured into my life over the years. It helped me to stay on path as well.
Yeah. I remember working in the city before I got into broadcasting, man. Right. Kids would be there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Their entire
life was at the community center, so somebody has to mentor.
Exactly.
And we thank God for you doing it. Unstoppable in stores and available now. Vashawn, how can we keep up with you?
Keep up with Vashawn Mitchell, VashawnMitchell.com, Facebook Vashawn Mitchell, Instagram Vashawn Mitchell, Twitter Vashawn Mitchell. Like I always say, it's all Vashawn Mitchell.
Yeah.
Don't change my name, don't change.
Yeah.
Huh?
What the law want to take your name?
Hold up.
He want to change
up,
the name. Vashawn Juan.
What if the Lord want to call him now?
Vashawn Juan.
He won't do it.
He did it for Abram.
Yeah. Well,
put a ham on it.
What did he say? He gave him some ham.
Vashawn Ham.
Yeah.
He might go Vashawn Ham.
No, he was old though, buddy.
Thank you, man, for being a part of the show, Vashawn.
No.
Vashawn, leave your family and everybody. Move.
We got an online guy.